Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share our podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information, check out our merch, and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way.
So today we're going to talk about something that's a little bit heavier of a topic than we've talked about in the past. It's mindset and some recent stuff that I've seen on Reddit. I often end up doom scrolling through my Reddit feed, and a lot of the feeds I'm in are self-improvement and life planning, fitness. I'm like a regular Atlas guy in there. And I found some common disturbing trends among young adults that sometimes they're not even that young of adults. They find themselves lost, alone, tired, and depressed as they're transitioning into adulthood. It breaks my heart, and I want to be able to answer all of them, and I can't. You can easily find these posts. They often start like this. I'm a 20-something, air quotes, loser in the same job I've had for X amount of years, and I can't afford to do anything, or I can't change my job, or I can't seem to work harder. The list could go on and on.
He does answer a lot of posts on Reddit, or at least tries to. I have never gone onto Reddit until recently, and it's actually like the saddest, most depressing thing that I've read. I kind of followed along where he was looking at some of the posts he reads, and it truly breaks my heart that you guys feel so stuck in your situation. You're not stuck. There are things you can do, and life's not easy, and it's okay to express that. Just remember there's always an upside to a downside.
First thing I want to tell all of you, anyone who's out there stuck, and I'm not immune to this. I, every other week or so, and the missus can definitely expand on it. I feel like I get stuck in the grind. I feel like it's grinding me down and it's kind of pointless. I'm 53 years old and have been doing this a long time and still get stuck in it. But the first thing I do when I realize I'm stuck in it is I give myself some grace. I realize it's hard to adult. It's hard to live life. Life gets lifey. I take a deep breath, pause for just a second, and give thanks for what I do have. When I'm so stuck on the treadmill of life and going every day and the grind is wearing me down, I need to step out of myself and think about all the wonderful things and the things that I have to be grateful for in my life. Let's just talk for a minute. You're alive. You're breathing. You have the technology available to post on Reddit. And hopefully you're able to listen to this critical podcast.
Next, you need to understand your life isn't fair. Your life isn't easy. Your life isn't part-time and your life isn't over. We all are going through experiences that we call life. Our perception is our reality. So shifting your perception helps us see more solutions.
That's where mindset comes in. But we don't have time to, in this podcast, to make you an expert on mindset or mindset shifting. There are skills that you can find a ton of information. I've actually taken full multiple day classes on them. Mindset is definitely a keystone to being able to change your outlook on life.
And your mindset doesn't change overnight. It doesn't change as quickly, at such a quick pace that we're used to now. Things go, you know, videos go 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 3 seconds. People are just so fast paced right now. This is something that you need to work on, that you want to change, and that you need to do repetitively over and over to get your mindset in a happy, appreciative place.
Right. You need to be able to dig deep, slog through this stuff. And those small, consistent actions done over and over, they yield unimaginable results. They really do. For example, you don't become a bodybuilder by joining a gym. Life tip, turns out that joining a gym doesn't work either unless you go. Who knew? I spent years of paying for the gym.
Are you with us so far? Let's talk about mindset for a minute. We're going to give you a breakdown of the things that are involved to create a positive mindset.
Start with relatability. Think of your mind like a garden. If you plant positive seeds, you'll grow positive outcomes. If you plant negative seeds, you'll grow weeds. Another quote that comes to mind is, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right.
It's not about ignoring the bad stuff. Life throws you curveballs. A positive mindset isn't about pretending that everything's perfect. It's about reacting to those curveballs. It's about knowing this isn't a forever situation. This is a now situation, and I can either accept it and deal with it, or I can ignore it and let it fester.
Right. And one of the clubs I'm in, one of the things we often say is it's far better to respond to life than it is to react to life. When life starts getting lifey and those curveballs are coming in, take that time to adjust your mindset, because you can't control what the outside world's doing. No matter how much you try, you can try and try and try. I guarantee you're just going to get frustrated. What you can 100% control is how you respond to what life's doing.
It's like choosing your own playlist. You can let negative thoughts play on repeat, or you can choose to be on a positive, empowering playlist. Music is a powerful and relatable metaphor.
I don't want that cut out, because we're going to talk about attitude, baby. Scientific fact, you listen to music and wiggle your butt, you can't be in a bad mood. So some of the benefits of a positive mindset, they're going to make you more resilient. And that's like a hot topic keyword today, resilient. It's going to make you tougher. And who doesn't want to be tougher? So your positive mindset helps you bounce back from setbacks faster. It's not about whether or not you get knocked down. It's how many times you keep getting back up. And it's a highly valued trait.
It boosts your confidence. When you believe in yourself, you're more likely to take risks and go after your goals. Confidence is crucial in navigating young adulthood.
And sometimes you have to fake it or faith it until you make it. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, even as a 53-year-old, new things give me those butterflies. But do you guys know the difference between anxiety and excitement? It's like 2 degrees of separation. Enjoy it. Let that feeling sit. Learn to live with it. It improves relationships. Positive people are more enjoyable to be around. We all have friends. If think about your own friend group. You have friends that are positive and you like being around them all the time. You could, you know, be around them for days without a problem. And then you have those friends that, well, honestly, they're a nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there. So be that positive friend. It improves your connection. It improves your connection with family and potential partner.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help.
Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Let me talk about your network and your social connections here. Young adults, especially school age and college age and young in professions, you're in a group of people that are all going to grow older at the same time, and all of your paths are going to separate and you're going to end up at different places in the world. You never know who that friend was or who that acquaintance is that you're going to run into later as you're going up the career ladder. Keep those connections going, keep them strong, and we are social beasts.
Positivity and a good mindset helps you achieve your goals. When you believe you can do something, when you believe in yourself, you're more likely to put forth the effort and make those things happen.
So how are we going to do this stuff? What are some practical strategies? I know, I hear you, egghead. You just keep talking. You're lecturing me. Dad, I don't want to hear it. Well, here's one that I often say in my house. You got to get grateful. You have to practice gratitude. Take a few minutes each day to think about what you're grateful for. Even the small things. Truth be told, first thing I do every morning, first thing, I open my eyes. All right, the second thing, because the first thing is, I think it can't be time yet. Then after that thought passes, I sit or lay in bed and I think of three things that I'm happy and grateful to have. The first has already happened. I'm alive and I woke up. The second is I look around my wonderful home and realize I have a place to sleep that's not on a park bench. And then the third is I get out of bed and realize I'm feeling pretty good. Whatever the state of my well-being that day is pretty good, and I'm grateful for it. It's an extremely simple but powerful tool that helps you shift your mindset.
Start challenging your negative thoughts. When you have a negative thought, ask yourself, is this really true? Look for evidence that contradicts it. Sometimes you think of something and you think, oh, this is really the way it is. But if you were to broach that subject with other people and get their input, they might be able to spin your thoughts a little bit about how bad it really isn't versus how bad it really is.
That's so, so true. And that's the part I was talking about earlier, guys, where I get stuck in the grind. I hate it. I hate it. I hate everybody. I don't want to do it. I have to break out of that. And there, I'm telling you, go on YouTube and look up how to change your mindset. I'm not even going to give you all the names because I wouldn't even know them. So many ways that you can change it and break out of that. The secret is you have to recognize that you've gotten in that negative thought loop and interrupt it. One of the experts I listened to actually interrupted someone at a live seminar by hitting them in the face with a glass of water. It interrupted their state for sure.
And try to surround yourself with positive people. Your environment influences your mindset. Spend time with people who lift you up. Social influence is so strong at your age. And just remember, if you're with a person or people that are constantly complaining and nagging and whining, you tend to fall into that same circle of thought process that you're right, everything's bad and this is tough and that's hard. You surround yourself with people that are thinking, you know what? I got a job. I can pay my bills. I'm saving a little money. I bought this new thing that I wanted. Those people will tend to then make you think about your situation in a different light. I'm not saying compare yourself to others. I'm saying appreciate what you have and surround yourself with people who do the same.
And set realistic goals. Very important to have goals. You should have them for most areas of your life. And you break down those big life goals. Like, who doesn't want to be a billionaire? So set the goal, be a billionaire. Then you have to break that down. What do I have to do to get there? And you break it down into smaller and smaller goals until you have your 24-hour action plan in front of you. These are achievable, consistent steps that are going to help you stay motivated towards that goal, whatever that goal is. And please, especially as a young adult, don't limit your goals based on past experience. Your past does not define your future.
Practice some self-care. Get some sleep, eat healthy, do things you enjoy. Take care of yourself physically and mentally. It's essential. If you want to be your best person, you need to feel your best. So self-care is very important to your mental health.
And if you need some tips for getting enough sleep, we have an excellent resource right in this own podcast community. We did an episode on sleep maxing. Not only entertaining, but it's informative. Use positive affirmations. Repeat positive statements to yourself, like, I am capable, I am worthy. And actually, if you want, there's a meditation, guided meditation out there on the interwebs called I Am Mountain, I Am Stable. Just look it up. It's very, very well worth doing.
And Paul actually walked in the other day to wake up my son, which we do every day so that he can get out the door and be on time for school. And his phone was playing, and it was actually playing positive affirmations, which we found great and are so proud of him for doing that.
I'm just going to take a sidebar here. Every morning I read, as I rise from the lessons of my past, every day in every way, I am outstanding and growing better. I lead and grow mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and professionally. I am a warrior, a leader, and a rock star. I am better now than I was yesterday. I am continuously striving for never-ending improvement in every way, every day. I will not stop, surrender, or be defeated.
Guys, focus on solutions, not problems. When you face a challenge, ask yourself, how can I fix this? If you don't know the answer right away, ask someone for help or think outside the box. It empowers you to take control and to lift yourself up that you're solving the problems, which in the end makes you feel better.
And if you can't find the whole solution to the problem, but you can find parts of it, it's always better when you're going to another adult, friend, or expert to say, here's my problem. I've done X, Y, and Z towards it. This is the particular area I can't get around. Be specific. In professional circles, we call it throwing snowballs. When you just throw the problem to somebody else, be part of the solution and be creative with that. And you'll find it easier and easier because your comfort zone will keep growing.
It takes time and it takes effort. A positive mindset is something you don't achieve overnight. It's a daily practice. And don't tell me, oh, I tried. I did it for 5 days. It's not working. It's a long and slow process, but it truly does change the way you think about things and the way you approach your life. Manage your expectations. Don't think, I'm going to do this today and tomorrow I'm going to be a super positive person with no problems. That's not how it works. Just keep plugging away. You'll get it.
You will have bad days and that's okay. Okay. We say it all the time. Life gets lifey, but we're adults, man. We got this. We can rock it. And we make the rules. Like I said, we're the adults. You can start your day over anytime you want. Having a bad day. Great. Reset, start over, start moving forward. Don't beat yourself up over it or slip up because you got negative. Realize I got negative, pick up, oh, I could probably do better. And then just keep going. It's okay to fail. The faster you fail, the faster you succeed.
Hopefully this has helped you get a little deeper understanding of mindset. There are literally thousands of resources out there about mindset. Follow up with a Google search, explore the topic, find your groove. Listen to some music. Just change your mindset. Think about the good things in your life.
I find myself identifying greatly with the authors and speakers. Also, they give a healthy dose of, got an issue? Here's your tissue. What that means is, yeah, life sucks sometimes, but it's not going to end. We got to get through it. Just stand up, brush yourself off, and get back in the game. You just got to embrace the suck. And you know what? Dirty little secret. The more you embrace the suck, the less the suck sucks.
And it's really one of the reasons we started our podcast was because we found ourselves constantly talking and complaining and whining and bitching about how everything that young people do isn't the way we think they should. It's not about what we think. It's about what you think. And it's about the kind of life you want to have. And we decided not to be those people that are whining and complaining and bitching. We decided that if we could give you some information and some input to help you out, that's better for us and makes us feel better.
And truth be told, we know that you guys are faster than us. You're smarter than us. And you're certainly better with technology than us. We just think that it's possible that we're going to learn a tremendous amount from you. And if you could slow down for a minute, because we definitely are not the speed of Tic Tac, and maybe get some nuggets from us, we can make this world a better place.
So remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your heads up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to idulting.com to check out our merch for more information and to connect with us. See you in the next episode. Be safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.